case number 10251, Sierra, west of Route 1, north of Atlantic Avenue, being Lot F05, within Sierra Mobile Home, City Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surface, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
All right. And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. I represent Sun Communities, Inc., which owns and operates the manufactured home community known as Sierra Village in Rehoboth Beach. If I may ask the chairman and the board, the next four applications that are here are those of Sierra Village, one of which we will ask to withdraw because there's been a home that could be situated on it without the need for a variance. What my request is at this time is if I can start this first application by making some global comments that will apply to all four, well, actually three, and then walk through each application separately and kind of do the same routine on each of them, but have the initial comments apply to all of them, so I don't have to repeat kind of the general history of how we got where we are.
I think we'd be fine.
Ms. Service, you just introduced yourself as the manager of Sierra Village. How long have you been the manager at Sierra?
It's been about 2 years now.
To your knowledge, when was Sierra, at the time it was called Sierra Mobile City, when was it started or laid out?
That was in the mid-1960s, approximately 64.
And that is before Sussex County had adopted a zoning code, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Today, the county requires manufactured home lots to have a minimum of 5,000 square feet. How do lots in Sierra Village compare to the county's current minimum standards and requirements?
They are smaller. The average is approximately 3,700 square feet.
We've discussed before this board, before the process that you go through when you're selecting a home for a site in Sierra Village. If you could you review that briefly for the board? What things do you take into consideration when you're selecting a home for a home site?
Yes. I would first look at the site, the size of the site, and then the placement of the adjacent structures, homes and sheds, that type of thing. And take into consideration what my market is as far as the people that I have coming to me looking for homes in Sierra Village, the style and size, and try to fit that accordingly with the size of the site.
And the market, manufactured home communities, are what do you consider them to be affordable housing options for Sussex County?
Oh, yes.
So you take into consideration the size of a lot. Are most of the lots narrow and long, short and wide, or do you have a mix of shape, different shape lots? And
most of them are longer than wide. Most of them average about 40 feet wide, and then anywhere between 95 to maybe 110 feet long.
Throughout the what exists presently at Sierra Village, have you found that your residents and even potential residents who come and seek to have a home site there, do they want to have porches and decks attached to their homes?
Yes, for the most part they do. They like to have some outside space to enjoy. A lot of our people are summertime and weekend folks. It's their beach home, so they do like to have some outside space.
And when you're attempting to direct a potential buyer or just setting a home on a home site, do you take that knowledge that you have about what people desire, do you take that into consideration when you're trying to steer them to a home or set a home on a home site?
Yes, I do. The manufacturer that I buy homes from, Skyline, has many floor plans with factory-built porches on them, and that's the direction I try to steer my customers in because of the county requirements and hoping that they won't have to go through the process of trying to get a variance in the future.
And would it be a fair statement to say that there are multiple violations probably on each site that's at presently in Sierra Village based on current setback requirements and separation distances?
Oh, gosh, yes, probably every site.
And that's characteristic throughout all of the sites?
Yes.
At Sierra Village?
It is.
After selecting a home, how do you go about trying to determine the best way to position or orient the home on a site?
Well, what I do first is I contact Coast Survey, and I let them know which site it is, and then I give them the measurements and the floor plan of the prospective home that I'd like to put on the site. And, of course, they come out and do an official survey for me, but I let them know that I want to try to maintain some conformity in the park, try to establish and maintain some conformity and keep the homes just close to the right side lot line, and then, you know, leave more space on the left side and try to set them all up that way and at least 10 feet back off the street, you know, some conformities to set them on the site that way.
So you've indicated that you are trying to kind of establish a pattern of all the homes on a block being closer to the right lot line, per se,
right,
versus trying to stagger them, put some in the
right,
middle.
Or trying to smack them right in the middle, or, you know, keep some conformity.
And you are trying to also keep them back off the street more than the required 5 feet?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
For curb appeal. It's more attractive to the neighborhood than to have homes sitting right up on the street. And by placing them closer to the right side lot line, when all the homes are that way, then it turns out that the majority of the time I only need a slight variance on the left side. Normally I'm within the requirement on the right side when I do it that way, because most homes are set that way.
And when you seek to work with Coast Survey, do you and them seek to look for ways to orient the home on the site to require the minimum number of variances, whether it be the quantity of the variances or the actual size of variance?
Oh, absolutely. And there have been many times that Coast Surveys come back with a survey to me, and I've had to ask them to do it over because I've seen in reviewing the survey that there are better ways to place the home, to move it, you know, a little bit to one side or a little bit further back. And there are many times that I've had two or three, sometimes four surveys done on one site.
Board members, that concludes kind of the general statement that I'd like to apply to all the Sierra Village applications tonight.
Okay.
So now I guess we'll turn to case number 10251 specifically, which is site F5. And as Ms. Surface was just discussing, one thing that often happens is there's a number of iterations that we go through that Sun Communities goes through when it tries to establish the best positioning for a home and perhaps even the best size home for a lot. And that has been done in this case as well. And if I could pass this down to
yes,
Mr.
please.
Rickard, there's an updated survey, and there's enough copies here for Mr. Rickard to pass them down to. I tried to write the case number at the top of them to save Mr. Rickard the trouble of doing that.
Very nicely done.
Ms. Surface, while they're handing them down, what size lot is F5?
It is a 3,780-foot square-foot lot. It's approximately 40 by 98.
And if you look at the structures on the surrounding lots, specifically F3 and F7, G4 and G6, are there structures on those sites that do not conform to Sussex County's either separation requirements or setbacks?
Yes, on every site surrounding F5.
Most notably, what is if just to the eye, what is the nonconformity with site F3?
On site F3, the manufactured home is not 5 feet off the property line as required, and the shed in the rear is not is smack dab on the property line between F3 and G4.
Is this typical of at the F and G blocks at Sierra Village?
Yes, it is.
The home that you have selected for this site, which is actually the third page of what was just handed to the board members, does that include a porch like we were discussing earlier in the general comments?
Yes, the floor plan includes a factory-built front porch.
And does the proposed home in this location meet the county's 35% lot coverage requirement?
Yes, it does.
You were discussing in our general comments the orientation of homes. Does this follow the general orientation pattern that you would hope would carry through from this site through others as time goes by?
Yes, it is. This is exactly what I want to establish.
And that's the as close to 5 feet as possible from the right side property line?
Correct.
And then some distance between, a little extra distance, I guess, between the road, Atlantic Avenue, and the home location?
Yes.
And just so the, I guess so the record is clear, it appears to me from my review of this that if I start in the upper left-hand corner of the survey dated September 16th, 2008, that there would be a 0.7-foot variance needed from the manufactured home on site F3. There would be a 3.3-foot variance needed from the home on G6, and a 9-foot variance from the shed, which is located right on the property line between F7 and F5. I believe those are the three variances that are necessary.
Yes, that is correct.
That concludes our application on F5.
But just so the record's clear, you're proposing the more recent survey from September as a, with the reduced size home of 16 feet.
That is correct. The other.
The second was there just for comparison
purposes.
Just
for reference
purposes.
All right. I should have clarified.
Okay. And the what is the smallest width, narrowest width, I guess I should say, mobile home is 14 feet now?
They still do make one or two 12-foot wides, but not very many floor plans. I think there were one-bedroom 12. Yeah, but the...
But even a 14-foot wouldn't fit all the criteria?
No, to be able to get a 14-foot with the amenities that the Mark is looking for, it would have to be about 76 feet long.
Right.
Yeah, there. And that kind of throws us off. But,
in the survey that you're showing, being 17 feet from the one mobile home, even a 14 wouldn't make 20.
Actually, I don't want to quarrel with you, but it's actually 19.3 from the mobile because it's actually
17 from the property line. I see that. Okay. Okay. But even still, you wouldn't make the rear.
Right, actually, it would go a little longer and come closer to the one in the back.
Right, or it either
the
have
one
to
on G6.
Move it up right onto the street.
Remain to G6.
Right.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? Members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No,
sir. Mr. Mill?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Can you keep the hand up? There's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? If so, would you please come forward at this time?
Good
Name and address, please.
Janie Sisk, 19796 Cedar Avenue.
And?
You wish to speak too, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've come forward too, at the same time.
Name and address.
My name is Sandra Staffel. I have a property at 20083 Delaware Avenue, but my mailing address is in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Delaware Avenue. Okay, Ms. Sisk?
Can you call your last name for me?
Both at the same time. Okay, ma'am? Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
This is getting to be a regular thing. We got to stop meeting like this.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is address just a couple of things on here. First off, practices of CIER to kind of give you an overview of exactly some of the things that were stated we definitely disagree with. The practices of CIER prior to, which is Mr. Bob Littleton used to be our maintenance man. He was in Sierra Park, and almost all of you on the board have been here for any length of time know who he is. He was our maintenance man for about 10 years, and we never showed up at all, never had to. Everything in there that they say are in violation are not. He absolutely came in here and got the proper, using the 1982 survey, and got everything okayed. That's the practice of the park. They had to take everything through the management. The management agreed, the neighbors on all sides agreed, and they would bring it in, and everything passed, or it didn't pass. It was up to all of you. We never, ever showed up here. Not until a number of years ago when Sierra took it, Sun Communities decided to get rid of that staff and take it over on their own. For in a 5-year period, we've gone now through 6 managers. In a 5-year period, we have 5 regional managers from Sun Communities. We have a very fluid situation. Thereby, I'm showing up here and trying to fight for the rights of the people. I represent over half of the homeowners in the park. We will maybe have someone else address about someone else stating that they're another homeowner's park, which they aren't here today. But anyhow, we do have the interest of the homeowners, and I would never come to these meetings unless I was directed to do that. I'm president of the Homeowners Association, and they tell me what I need to do. I don't tell them.
Okay.
We have a couple areas I'd like to address, and one is in 40 evictions in 1 year alone when they first came in and took it over. I have all the records. I pulled them from the JP court. We had empty lots everywhere. Everybody sitting in the back can attest to this. We had people just being chunked out of the park. We had these big mobiles being brought in, smack dab in the middle of the lots, 5 feet from the road, which ruined the view from the neighbor on either side. We had steps on one and Dodd Avenue. I know a couple of you have been in to look, and you'll see that steps, they were so close to the other property, they couldn't even put steps on it. That's even a fire code. It was granted, and seven violations were on that particular property alone, and it was all grandfathered in. So thereby, we ended up showing up here at all meetings from this point. Now, one we did not show up for, and that was K68. Now, they had just mentioned about a 14-foot was just put in. I will give this, and you can see it. It's on K68, because they do have another one in here, K56. This lady lives on that particular road, and I brought her out today, and you can see every mobile is lined up. There's nobody sitting out in the middle of the road on her road. If you're looking at the one that they're going to have for her road, you're going to see it sitting out almost to the middle of the road. It blocks views. But here's one. I'm not sure if it's a 60-foot or not, but it's a 14-foot. And we didn't come in here and oppose this one. And you can see on either side, it has plenty of room. We have no problem with something like this. Can I give this to someone so you can see it?
Give that to Mr. Rickards, if you would, please.
And what law is this?
It's K68. It just happened within months that they put that in.
Ms. Sisk, you say you're concerned about the front setback? Is that correct?
Yeah, what we know is that...
Just for the record, they're not requesting a variance for the front.
It's not for the front. We'd like to just keep it to the application, what you're not, okay. You're opposed to of this application. Thank you, Mr.
F.
Just for this, please.
There'll be four. F5.
Okay.
Why
are you opposed to that?
Well, because, like was stated by Mr. John Mills, that it can be 14-foot. It can be moved back. It's sitting too close to the property line. We know that there's a 5-foot setback, but it's, again, ruining the view from the other people that are in the park. We understand that people are coming in and they want to move in parks and have bigger homes. There's many other parks that they can go to. We happen to have very small lots, and we're asking that we please keep to the size that will fit in there. Don't try to sell them something bigger than that will fit on the lots. There are mobiles that will fit on the lots.
Ms. Sisk, do you have any variances on your lot that have been approved by the board?
No, never. I've been in there since. I have the oldest mobile in the park, 1964. As a matter of fact, on A Row, we have a number of homes. I bought another home and completely redid it. And that's what we are kind of indicating to the people. It would be better for them to take their existing homes, completely redo them. It's a lot less expensive. And I have three on A Row alone that have been completely redone.
Okay.
And you have no violations on your lot either?
No, I do not. I'm exactly. In fact, after you asked me that one time when I came in, I measured from the home next to me, and it's exactly 20 foot between structure.
And for the record, you suggested that I stated they could put a 14-foot home there, but I inquired as if they could, and they stated that the 14-foot home would be longer and still not meet the setback requirement.
There's a 14-foot there, and it's not longer.
Yes, but I didn't. That wasn't my inquiry earlier.
Okay.
Thank you.
She will address the K. Well, you read to that one comes up.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just.
Good evening.
You're addressing this one here, ma'am. Right?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Just kind of an overview, but just
not
a statement.
Redundant.
A statement.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Sandra Statzel, and I live at 20083 Delaware Avenue in Sierra. It is a summer, winter, all-round property. I reside in Pennsylvania. That's where I vote. I've been in and out of this park since the 60s, being that my father had a place in there on Sea Isle, and my husband and I bought it from him and then left out of state and then came back in the 90s. And in 2002, I put in a 14-by-76 new skyline home, which has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. Laundry room, great room effect, cathedral ceiling, lovely home. It followed all the rules, all the setbacks, and everything. I didn't have to go for a variance. I think I have a very nice property. Saint Communities is trying to bring in a lot of oversized homes on smaller lots. We are a community that is a lot older than most. We have a large home on small lots that leads to many problems. With one of the major problems is fire. We've had some in there, and other homes have been affected. Another problem with larger homes in smaller lots is noise. Being so close, you almost know what your next door neighbor is doing. But what bothers me the most is the overall look of the street. If I was the neighbor of one of these larger homes that are coming in, you're basically, by the paperwork that they gave you, the schematics of the lot, you will see that the next door neighbor is looking at a wall of vinyl, literally half the home. The one I will refer to is on K. It's a definite on that one. I looked around today because I live right near it. What I would hope would be that the view of the street would not be impaired by the new mobile homes. And if you review their plans, well, I'll go into that in the other off. But I would hope that you would so align these homes that when somebody comes in, the road looks uniform, which Cindy did allude to, but it is not so, because some of the new ones that came out are sticking very much out, sticking within a few feet of the road. Then they added the steps and a little deck. If anybody comes around a corner or goes off the track or tries to get away from some kids, you're going to hit the house. So I would hope that that would be something that you would consider. I've been a homeowner in there and a member of Sierra Homeowners Association for many years. Have been associated with Sierra on and off, like I said, since the early 60s. I also belong to Demora, and I attend their meetings, which I didn't get to do tonight because you're the same night as they are today. So I have a history here in Rehoboth Beach and the Rehoboth Beach area. So I ask you, please, Sussex County officers, review carefully all of your decisions tonight. Fire is devastating. Noise is annoying. You can keep both of these at a minimum by telling Sun Communities to abide by the prevailing laws and setbacks and not allow any more oversized and too close homes in Sierra Village. And I thank you for your time and your consideration.
That's,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
You say that you have a 14 by 76?
Yes, I do, sir.
And that's a new one?
I put it in 2002, November of 2002. It'll be 6 years.
And was there existing home there?
Yes, there was.
Okay. So you don't
and
consider...
And it was about 55. It was 12 by 55.
Okay. So you don't consider a 14 by 76 oversized?
Not for my lot.
Okay.
It was in the building envelope at that time.
Okay.
I still could have gone bigger, but I didn't want it.
And you do understand that even a 14 by 76 won't fit on this lot without a variance?
In today's world?
It needs a variance. If it was a 14 by 76, would need a variance to fit on this lot?
Today, yes.
Yeah, okay. And?
But my setbacks are all fine on it. I have no extra but a front little porch and steps and back, except for the concrete that they did put down as a patio and for my two-car parking, which is required by the county.
And you heard Mrs. Siss suggest that it would be better to remodel the existing mobile home. Why did you choose to put in a new mobile?
Ours was beyond repair. When we bought it, I had a contractor in. They had tried and tried and tried to fix the roof. Could not be done. I mean, it would have had to be ripped off. The house was bought for $7,000 in the mid-90s. So we got a nice deal. We worked with it. It was a 2-1 and worked for us at the time.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
That's why it would have been more, it just was a better situation. And they did offer some nice perks.
Okay. So.
And it's a nice home.
It can be advantageous to have a newer model then.
If some of the old ones they are fixing up are very nice.
And how would you suggest that it be handled for ones that can't be repaired?
Taken out and falling within the building envelope.
And if it can't be within the envelope?
Then minimal amount of variance to keep it as far away from other homes as possible.
Just like the applicant is doing now?
That I would disagree with. Right. Because I think there could be a smaller one and still be as accommodating and still have an overall look.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question. would you say that your lot size is comparable to this one in this application? Or would you say
it's I'm on corner. I'm on corner, so I'm probably a little bigger.
So it's larger.
But I would guess. I don't know what it is. I wasn't prepared for that question.
Okay. Thank you.
Being on a corner, they tend to be a little larger. So therefore, I wouldn't look as off in size.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Is there anybody else?
This is, I called three times. I appreciate it when I called the first time, Jeannie, that you bring them all up if you know they're going to speak. Would you do that, please?
Everybody's up here.
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Name and address.
Beaver, 19208 Plantation Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm here because I have friends who live in Sierra, and I'm concerned about how close these units are to each other. You know, I was in the marina business, and we built boat slips, and I kind of and can understand what Sierra is going through. Sometimes the slips we built were fine at the time, and then our customers got wider and wider boats, and we found that not all the boats would fit in the slips like we'd like them to. So we did our best we could. We put out fenders between the boats, and it went well. But here we're talking about human beings who are living in these homes, and we're talking about safety, and I'm very concerned. I do think these setbacks and regulations are very important, and I would like to encourage you to insist that this company maintain these setbacks, because it's very important. Manufactured home parks provide decent and hopefully safe housing. Thank you.
Ma'am?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Where do you live at?
I live on Plantation Road.
Oh, you don't live in...
No, I have friends who live in Sierra, and I'm very concerned. I'm also running for county council, and I'm very concerned about this. And I do support the folks who live in manufactured housing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, there being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 10,251 under advisement.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,251 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. Case number...